AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:36, up 3.25 on the open. March, 8:44, up 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:25, up 4.5 on the open. March, 8:43, up 2.25. May, 7.98, up 3.5. July, 6.66, up 1.75 on the open. December corn opened at 3.64, up 6 on the open. March, 3.79.5, up 5. May, 3.90, up 5. July, 3.99.5, up 6. September, 4.03, up 5. December of next year, 4.09, up 4.75. March of 2009, 4.16, up 2.75 on the open. November beans opened at 9.88, up 13.75 on the open. January, 10.04, up 11. March, 10.18, up 10. May, 10.22, up 10.75. July, 10.28.5, up 11.5. November of next year, 9.73, up 6.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.77, up 2.10 on the open. January, 2.79.80, up $2. December soybean oil opened at 40.60, up 45 on the open. January, 41 even, up 29. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 95.20, up 20 on the open. December, 97.55, up 27.5. February, 99, up 5. April, 98.65, up 10 on the open. October feeders opened at 112, down 7.5 on the open. November, 111.90, down 17.5. January, 112.10, down 25. March, 112.10, down 25 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 57.30, up 30 on the open. February, 64.10, up 35. April, 67.85, up 20 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 83.32.5, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Export sales this morning for corn were impressive, to say the least, for a second week in a row, banging a 72.9 million bushel tally this week. Are we front-loading this market in the beginning of the year, just like we sort of did last year?
Well, you always worry about that when you have these kind of weekly sales levels, and then when you compare it to where we were a year ago. Of course, if a year ago was front-loaded, we're really front-loaded mm-hmm. this year because we're running about 300 million bushels above a year ago's pace. I think there's always that worry. I don't think we're booked up yet. The demand is real good. A lot of that is coming from the dollar weakness. The dollar continues to show a lot of weakness here. We're down sharply here this morning. Your inflationary outside type market activities with gold up $7. You've got crude oil up over a dollar. So you have a lot of inflationary activity, and that provides, underlying support to the grain complex. And of course, we're trading our own fundamentals over in grains too. I mean, it looks like harvest delays may begin to take hold a little bit out in the Western Corn Belt now. And with all this export demand that we've seen come forward here in the marketplace, that's tightening the basis levels here with harvest pretty well winding down in many areas here in the, at least our listening audience, depending upon exactly where you're at. But so you're starting to see the normal seasonal uplift take hold, both, you know, basis narrowing, and you are seeing the uplift in futures.
The summer corn now at 358, up 6.5. You know, if you look at day-only charts, Dan, there's a pretty significant gap there at the chart that we're trying to fill. Does your cycle work suggest that we will get that job done?
Well, cyclicals are a little, you know, cyclicals aren't good at projecting upside or downside projectives. They just tell you when you should be looking for a period of strength or a period of weakness. My cyclical work says that we're geared up for cyclical strength now for the next 3 to 6 weeks. So I guess I'm, you know, in the camp that from a cyclical point of view, I think this market is going to climb higher into mid-November, or at least the November crop report. And if it does that, those gaps will probably be filled. We're at 65 here right now on the instant tick. 68 will fill it. Mike's, you know, when you look at chart gaps like that, if the market goes ahead and fills that gap, then in theory, that lets everybody out that's long the market, so you then begin to have less selling pressure once you fill that gap or get above that gap area, which was 368.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, and let me ask you if you think that either November or January, before they go off the board, will make make attempt at new contract highs.
Yes, my work would indicate that. I mean, we when we had our correction here and during the first half of October, that correction held well above a 50% retracement. So that gives you, you know, the cyclical or the technical strength that says the market has the strength to maybe make another new leg to the upside. The way I read the cycles, that low that we had here a week ago was an 8-week cycle low, as well as that was a 10-week low in corn. So the bean market, whereas corn, I think, is 3 to 6 weeks higher, I'd say the bean market is 3 to 5 weeks higher. At least that window to see that type of strength is there. You have to kind of take one, you know, day at a time. Things can change and fundamentals can change. But at least from a cyclical point of view, my work would indicate that we're going to at least give a shot at new highs, a real strong test here over the next couple of weeks or so.
This week in the wheat market, on the lead option chart on the December, we broke the neckline of a head and shoulders top to the downside, and we've had three sessions now confirming that breakage. What do you suggest that that implies for futures action?
Well, you got to be careful that it's not a bear trap. I don't think it's past the mustard yet of saying that the head and shoulders is a valid signal that we're going to go on down to the $7 level, and that's what that formation would indicate. But we're only been down here. We've only got about three closes down underneath the neckline, and you know, you got to be suspect or be careful that, you know, you get 5 days down here or 6 days down there, then it climbs back above that neckline, then that would be considered what I would call as a bear trap. It trapped the bear down below the techna on a head and shoulders top formation, and then we're ready to take a new leg to the upside. So I don't think it's a sure deal that the head and shoulders top is going to send futures down to $7 quite yet.
What would give you more assurances of that, maybe breaking the 50-day moving average, maybe filling the gap left over from August?
Well, believe it or not, as a technician, I would want to see some fundamental evidence or validation. So far, I don't think the price is doing the job. We aren't rationing inventories yet. Again, you look at our wheat sales, they were pretty well maybe on the low side of estimates, but when you look at the year-to-date total, we're 522 million bushels ahead of last year, and world wheat supplies, I think, are going to continue to show supply tightening as you go into the November crop report. So until I would see some evidence that people have stopped eating bread, I guess I want to stay a little friendly the wheat market.
Thank you very much. Dan, have a great day.
Same to you.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. This just in from the Associated Press. GOP aides say former House Speaker Dennis Hastert will resign soon rather than complete his term 15 months from now, ending a 21-year in Congress. The Illinois Republican had announced in August he won't seek re-election in 2008, but he said at that time that he planned to finish his current term, which ends in January of 2009. Republican aides today say he now intends to leave office late this year or early next year. The aides confirmed his plans, speaking on background, because Hastert has not yet publicly announced his new plans. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are also on the web for you 24/7 at WILLAG.org. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.